For Roosevelt and his volunteer cavalry, the Rough Riders, stormed Kettle Hill to help secure a U.S. victory in the Spanish-American War. Last year, on July 1st, the Frisco Rough Riders hosted the AA All-Star Game. Justin Smoke was going to play, but he didn't because he was hurt. This has been another great moment in American history. I'm Josh Lewin.
Yeah!
It's 7:14 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. The Musers salute America at the Granada Theater on Greenville Avenue. We'll be here until 10 o'clock this morning if you want to come by and join the fun. $10 at the door. Proceeds benefit the Fallen Patriot Fund. Coming up at 7:55, our friends from the Heritage Auction Galleries will be here with some very, very rare American memorabilia.
So rare.
In 1 hour, we're going to play an American game show, and then at 8:55 from America's team, Pro Bowl defensive tackle Jay Ratliff joins us here on the stage. Right now, it is time for Muse in the News with the great Gordo, brought to us by D&M Leasing and All-Pro Foundation Repair.
Hey, thank you, P1s. Good God almighty, what a great crowd we have out here. You all right, George?
I'm fine. That was a drop.
You just had a pan explosion.
No, that was a drop.
But so we got a lot of female P1s out here early in the morning.
Yep.
Love to see that.
Yep.
Oh, look at her. She's already drunk. Bar opened when? About 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, 15 minutes ago.
Boy, the line was back out around the hall.
Isn't that unbelievable? It was like a 1930s soup line over there at the bar. Unbelievable. Let's bring the room down a little bit.
All right, let's bring it back down.
So they did the autopsy on Dallas Police Chief David Brown's son, who was killed by Lancaster police after he killed a Lancaster police officer. They did the autopsy. They find that he had marijuana in his system and PCP, angel dust.
Don't applaud that, sir. What's wrong with people?
So,
by the way, the guys who were clapping there, they were first in line at the bar.
That were applauding angel dust.
Yeah.
So, I have this question. George, you're kind of a resident drug expert. You've done more drugs than
any
of us.
I've never done them.
Okay, I understand.
I can proudly say that. Can anyone else on the stage say that?
Let's skip over that question.
Uh-huh.
Now, I understand the cocaine, right? Cocaine makes you feel alive. It makes you, you know...
That's what you've always told me.
I've never said that. I've never done cocaine.
Okay.
In the past year. And and pot makes you feel all mellow and everything and, you know, just smooth.
Mm-hmm.
But what does PCP make you feel other than...
Rage, I guess?
Invincible?
I know it makes you feel invincible... But is there a euphoria? I mean, is it like heroin? Do you feel like you're in heaven and Jesus is kissing you? What does it make you feel like? Is it because to me, it seems like all PCP does is make you sweat and think you can fly.
Yeah, that always seemed, when you were a kid, to be the most dangerous drug.
Yeah,
anytime you watched any TV show or drama, the people that were the most whacked out were on angel dust.
Right. That's where I don't understand the allure of it.
I don't know.
Well, that's what they found in his system, and also he had been shot 9 times. He suffered multiple superficial injuries that contained bullet fragments. And, it says here in the news story, the drug PCP can cause a psychosis akin to schizophrenia. So that sounds fun, right?
Jeez.
I see why you would want to do it. Users often display extraordinary strength in the feeling of being invulnerable. And a lot of people on the street mix PCP in their pot. So you smoke marijuana that's laced with PCP. And I guess that's how you get that double hit. So that's what he was on and what caused him to act so out of it.
And that's what everybody that day who ran into him described him as.
Yeah, they said he's on PCP. Yeah.
Feel so bad for the police chief.
His girlfriend that had at least one kid by him, and I think she had another kid who was there in the apartment she shared with him, she told the cops, hey, he's acting like he's on PCP. She also told him that he was holding a belt and demanding that the kids read the Bible. How freaky is that?
Now,
my dad used to do that, but I don't think he was on angel dust.
So the Lancaster cops interviewed him earlier in the day, right? When they came out?
Yeah. That was when he was out by the pool in his boxer shorts and sunglasses sweating.
But they never sensed that he was on, everybody else sensed?
They said when they talked to him, he wasn't confrontational.
Yeah.
So he had a lull in the angel dust high, I guess. So they let him go and then ends up killing two people. In other news, actually this is kind of a related story. There's a whole article in the Dallas Morning News today about that people don't know if Chief Brown can effectively lead anymore. What's your take on that one?
You mean people think he can't, or they actually wonder if he thinks he can?
No, people don't know if he can. Current and former senior-level police commanders and high-placed officials within the local police unions, I guess, talked to the reporters of the Dallas Morning News, and they said that they worry that David Brown lacks the personality and political savvy to win back the troops after all this. And they say he's got a testy manner with officers, and he doesn't communicate well to the public, and they think that renders him ineffective. Now, none of them wanted to go on record and criticize him, as you can understand, but they provided these, you know, deep-throat informant-type confessions.
Hmm. Are they ever going to be happy with who the police chief is?
No, there'll always be somebody who's not happy.
Yeah, you always got to bitch it about who's in charge, but there's some that are worse than others. Terrell Bolton seemed like he was just a train wreck of a police chief.
I don't know. I mean, I guess there's a possibility he would never recover from this, but I guess it depends on the individual.
Now, we still haven't heard anything from him other than that statement. He's not appeared or talked or returned to work.
Returns to work next week.
Okay.
So, and of course, he's got to answer to all his cops about this motorcycle police escort for his son's funeral. You know, I'm sure he's going to deny involvement in that, but he's got to do something to make it up to the cops. It just seems like there's a lot of unrest going on right now. Remember that explosion in Cleburne when they were digging for utility poles? They nicked a high-pressure gas line, and it exploded, and I think it knocked the guy like 200 feet, killed one, injured eight others.
Mm-hmm.
That pipe was not marked on any of the maps that they're supposed to, you know, because you got to disclose that stuff to some sort of agency when you put in a high-pressure line. It wasn't on any of the maps, and it wasn't marked at the site either.
I've heard that's a problem throughout the state, knowing where these things are, that there's so many of them. There's not a clear map.
Do you fear the natural gas explosion? I know you do, George.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the kids like that.
I do, because I'm sitting in such close proximity to
not
George.
That kind.
Yes, we are sitting about 3 feet from a high-pressure gas line.
No, not that kind.
Cops in Bedford found a homemade bomb in a house there. There's a guy, 30-year-old dude, who they say likes setting off these homemade bombs in his backyard. Neighbors been complaining about it for a while, and finally they raided the guy and found homemade bombs in his house. That's taking the firecracker obsession to a new level.
Yeah.
Would you know how to create a bomb?
No.
Once again, doesn't apply to you, George. I know you do.
I don't get it.
Just a tasteful mix of Mexican food for you, but...
I don't get it.
Uh-oh.
I get it.
It's Cannonball Dunham.
Not an official nickname.
Did you ever do that as a kid? You take a cheap-looking alarm clock and get some birthday candles and tie it together and make it look like a bomb?
No.
No? Never did that.
Huh.
No, I knew kids who did it, but I never did.
Interesting. Yeah.
By the way, firework stands are open.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah.
I have a question for you. Does anyone sell fireworks at sticker price?
No, they're 50% off.
They're always two for one.
Two. How about, there's one place I've seen that has 24 to 1 out by TMS.
Really?
24 for 1.
Wait, 24 to 1?
Yeah, 24 for 1 out by TMS.
What a deal.
God almighty.
But do they mark that one way up?
I've never stopped. It's only open, you know, 4th of July weekend or whatever. But I'm sure it's like, you know, about a 2-square-foot area of fireworks that you can choose from.
My WFAA, my Channel 8 commentary that runs this afternoon, by the way, at 5:25, is about fireworks, and I talk about that because we always used to hit the fireworks stand on the 4th of July when I was a kid.
We buy them every year.
And load up and head out to my grandparents' house, and somehow I didn't blow my fingers off. I mean, but there was all kinds of hijinks and monkey business going on with the fireworks. Kids can't handle fireworks.
In some ways, they're safer now, but in some ways, they're more dangerous. We didn't have those big artillery shells that they have now. We didn't have those back in the day.
And someone told me a sparkler burns at 2,000 degrees.
Something That's like one of that. The most dangerous ones.
Wow. So let's put it 4 inches from our hands.
Yeah, you think you can give them to kids, but that lands on their foot. It'd give them a horrible burn.
All right, so obviously there's a lot of fireworks accidents over this weekend. Matter of fact, here's a little stat. Half of the fireworks-related injuries this weekend in ERs, and there'll be like 10,000 of them across our nation,
Whoa.
Will be kids under the age of 15.
Totally believe it.
Well, I just wanted to stop down the Granada with that.
Yeah, you did.
All right, Giorgio, are you going to drink and drive this weekend?
No.
Don't do that in Tarrant County. They have a no-refusal period this weekend. So if you get stopped, you can't refuse the breathalyzer or a blood alcohol test.
Perhaps
you can't refuse the blood alcohol test. Maybe you can refuse the breathalyzer.
Hmm.
Oh, damn!
What I don't understand, though, is how you can refuse it. If it's legal for them to do it at certain times, then why isn't it legal for them to do it all the time to make it where you can't refuse it?
I don't know.
I mean, I would think that they can't... I thought there would be a rule against it because, I don't know, search and seizure law or something like that, and so they couldn't demand your blood.
But how are they getting around it this week?
Right.
Aren't they being armed with search warrants this week to do that?
So they have an individual search warrant for every citizen?
I guess so, or some sort of a blanket search warrant is what I saw in a story that they're going to be prepared with that.
If they can have a blanket search warrant, they'd have one at all times for everyone.
Seems like it would make sense.
I don't understand it. Anyway, this is going to hit you hardest, Rich, so...
What does that mean?
You know what it means.
I have a designated driver, don't worry.
Who's your designated driver? Your right hand?
My wife. Hey.
Well, I know that sometimes you substitute your right hand for your wife, so...
That's not very American of you.
That's
you know?
Not very American.
I come out here and try
all right,
to help
is
your
doing
show,
that act
and
American.
You're going to be a big jerk.
Yes. Doing that to yourself is American,
yes.
right?
No, about as American no. as
Because
it
you're
gets.
Giving an American pleasure.
Right.
I'm going to say no.
No.
Just because it makes you feel better, I'm going to say no.
I think anything involving a flagpole is American.
Oh, jeez.
Unbelievable. Work with cheap shot artists.
I don't know about that. Oh, let's see. Okay, you're going to like this. In Michigan, speaking of drinking, there's no doubt Rich has had an episode like this in his life. A drunk man and woman arrested after they were found pushing a baby stroller, which was holding two young boys, open containers of alcohol, and a bayonet.
Bayonet?
<Whoa. laughs> I didn't have the bayonet.
They arrested a 30-year-old woman and a 52-year-old man. Police were called about 1:30 in the morning when the woman tried to steal a bike off a porch. And the security guards were watching them after, I guess, she took this bike. And they detained the woman for a while. And then officers found her 1-year-old and 4-year-old son in the stroller along with alcohol and a double-edged bayonet.
Oh, no.
Now, what are you traipsing around with kids at 1:30 in the morning? And what are you doing carrying a bayonet around at 1:30 in the morning? Is that just protection?
I guess so, yeah.
That is the least used weapon for self-defense these days, I think.
Yes.
A bayonet.
I didn't even know they still made them.
I think soldiers, we're going to ask our, we're at 9:35, we're going to talk to soldiers. I think they still get issued bayonets.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah. On the end of their rifle. I always thought that was a little bit... cheap if you had the rifle.
Well, if you run out of ammunition and the guy's charging you,
I guess that's the idea.
So is the bayonet just the knife, or is it being on the rifle what makes it a bayonet?
Good question. It would be a spear otherwise, or a sword.
Mm-hmm. I think it has to be on the rifle.
That's what I always thought. It's the combo.
9-year-old Connecticut girl got locked out of her house, so she decided she was going to get back in it by climbing through the chimney.
Oh, no.
It didn't work out well. She got stuck in there, and they had to dismantle the whole chimney to get her out. And you know what? We read about these probably about 6-7 times a year. Usually it's a criminal who's trying to break into a place and decides to sneak through the chimney. But even as a kid, in the whole Santa Claus deal, how did he negotiate the flu? I mean, not the seasonal flu, but the
twinkle of his nose.
I never, even as...
The tinkle of his nose.
Twinkle.
Even as a six-month-old, I didn't understand the whole Santa down the chimney thing. It never made sense to me.
Well, you know what my parents told me? That Santa had a master key to all houses.
Well, that'd creep you out.
Yeah, that did, because it's, you know, there's something kind of romantic and traditional about him coming down the chimney through magic. There's something a little more ex-boyfriendy about him, you know, working the lock on your apartment and getting in. So anyway, this girl got stuck, but she's okay. I got her out after 20 minutes. That happened up in Connecticut. In Louisiana, we got a couple big Louisiana boys over there.
Satellite boys?
That's not their names. A St. Bernard Parish man arrested after deputies say he stole a duck from a public park and planned to eat it.
Quack, quack.
So ducks at a city park are property of the city?
I thought that waterfowl like that is, it's a federal property, that they're federal property, and you as a citizen have the right to take that, I guess, when it's in season. But this guy,
is there protected,
you can't take it at a city park? Yeah, I guess. He was booked for theft of an animal, and they found him at his home with the duck inside a bucket in his van. God, that's beaten.
That doesn't make sense.
These guys from Louisiana aren't laughing, I think.
No. This is news to them that it's illegal. Believe me.
They're texting home right now.
Yeah, there's two Econo lines parked out back with ducks and buckets in the back. He told the cops that he intended to eat the animal. That was going to be his food.
Well, yeah. What else are you going to do with it?
You ever eaten duck?
Yeah.
I love duck.
Good stuff.
Yep. A little greasy.
Greasy?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's. I don't think it's that good.
You ever stepped on one?
No.
Portland police say that they're going to reopen the Al Gore complaint. That masseuse, I guess she would be, who said that Al Gore got demanding for her to massage his tinkle stick. They're saying they're going to reopen that investigation, which is a little bit suspicious to me.
When did it ever close?
Well, they closed it way back then. Said she didn't want to pursue it and all that, and they said they didn't believe her, I guess, or there wasn't enough evidence.
What's changed?
That's what I'm saying. I guess they were just bowing to public interest and saying, hey, everyone thinks this is kind of funny, so let's see if we can find out more funny details. She also has given an interview to the Inquirer.
Oh.
And she's also released her name. Molly Haggerty is her name. 54 years of age. Too old for Playboy at that point?
Yeah.
Did you see the latest who's going to appear in Playboy?
Who dat?
Not only Justin Bieber's mom, but...
No, I don't think she is. She was just
been
offered.
Shot down.
She was just offered.
But Mark Elvenbein.
Now Vienna, the Bachelor's ex.
Oh, her?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Did she annoy you?
The reason she gave was that she needed the money.
Don't all women need the money? And most guys would do it if you could make... If you could make $100,000 just to appear, I mean, like, not your full stuff, because some of these women just do topless things and don't really show the
I'd do a topless
the baby
shoot.
Slide.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know you do topless, but what would be the equivalent for a guy? Like, not the pole part, but the beanbag. If you just showed half your scrotum.
I would do that for $100,000.
For $100,000.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, tastefully done.
Tastefully.
not a real raunchy mag.
And you want an airbrush. You don't want you holding the panoose to the side and just this fiery red inflamed throat down there. With your short hair just kind of sticking out like a fright wig.
No, you have to be tasteful.
Huh, okay.
Yeah, hurry up, would you?
By the way, Elon Woods reportedly going to get $750 million. They're coming close to finalizing that, and she's going to get $750 million.
Please.
Out of this.
All right, normally I say it, but today let's all say it. One, two, three, birthdays!
Yay!
That wasn't
so
that
glad
much fun, was
you,
it?
You mentioned birthdays.
I'm so glad
Junior.
They get to see this in person. This mad scramble to find the birthdays.
Every single time I can't find the birthdays. All right, talk amongst yourselves. What are y'all up to? Y'all been
No, we're waiting
having
for birthdays.
Fun or, okay.
We're just on a live radio show waiting for birthdays. That's what we're doing.
Olivia de Havilland is 94 years of age today.
She was hot in her day.
Okay. Jamie Farr is 76.
He's a great actor.
Clinger.
What did he ever do other than Clinger?
That was a...
He hosted an LPGA event.
He was also on the Gong Show.
What a resume.
Yeah, he's on the Gong Show. That's right.
Andre Crouch is 68. Deborah Harry of Blondie is 65 today.
Hot in her day.
She had it going on.
She was really hot in her day. Have you seen her lately?
No.
Yeah, not as hot.
She's kind of filled out a little bit.
A little bit. She's like three Deborah Harrys now.
Right. So is that triple the goodness or
no? She's a great big fat person.
It's, I think I still would, though. It's Deborah Harry. Fred Schneider of the B-52s. She is 59.
He.
Dan Aykroyd, 58.
Greatness.
Ticket zone.
Pamela Anderson, 43.
Mm-hmm. Still would.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Heck yeah.
Are you nuts? That's like sticking your body into a plate of VD.
She is. Didn't we determine she was the sex symbol of the 90s?
Yeah, she was, but she has hepatitis, which she's admitted to. Probably a host of other things, which she hasn't.
Count me in.
Oh. You'd play bad roulette
don't
with that?
I applaud that.
All right, Missy Elliott is 39, and actress Liv Tyler is 33, who suffers from high ass.
Okay, thank you. That is Muse in the News with the great Gordo, 735 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. As we continue from the Granada Theater here on Greenville, the Musers salute America, and coming up next, we pull back the curtain.